family shifted to Yungler in 33. We were married in 1950s, the wet 50s. And we went into, straight into the butcher shop for 4 years. Vicky, the eldest girl, was born in 1954. So that's the rest of them came along after. All went to school here in Yungler. And I went into the milk run, bought Thompson's out in 1954. And at that time, when we took over, there was 51 suppliers. Other farmers we saw then. Carted everything that was carted to Yungler, more or less.
Wow.
We've seen all the slips on the reins. 58, there's two big slips in 58, just went through, road closed, 10 days at a time.
What happened then? What happened to the milk? Was that just tipped out?
They separated it and made cream.
Okay.
And we had a lot of it stored in a little shed down there. By the time we got it to the rail, they started off with 6 gallons and used to go down every day and take out a few handfuls to make room. And they ended up using it all to make soap and whatever down the factory in Mackay.
Goodness.
They ended up, none wasted it. At the time.
So what time did you start work then? Like what time
did you... I had the clock, the alarm clock set for 5 o'clock for 24 years. Every day.
Wow.
Every day.
So it was
Christmas Day, cyclone days. I was driving up Nebo Road in Mackay with a truckload of milk, and they turned the wireless on. They said Mackay has been ravaged by a cyclone. I forget the name of it. It was in going through Kamala. And I got to the butter factory, and there's no one there to unload my milk. I got the truck home 6 weeks later. Findlay Motors hadn't supplied a vehicle truck in Mackay for donkey years, and we couldn't buy any other vehicle, and I went to Findlay Motors, Andy Findo, and Fred Lafley, and Fred Lafley said to me, he said, Harold, I'll guarantee to have your truck in 10 days. So that's what started it. And we built about, I don't know how many bought after that, but quite a lot of them. They all just went on and done a great job.
And obviously the milk was in the cans at that time, and
that's right.
And that was your workout, was it? Did you have to pull them off the off the platform?
A lot of the farmers had ramps,
uh-huh.
And they'd load it there, and quite a lot they'd just go out there to have it in their slides or tillies or whatever they had, and load it straight on the truck. Then I had the semi-trailers for a while, but then we just used to have a separate run. I did credit it for 19 years of the 19 and a half years we were in. And the other boys, there's Alfie Clues, that's the Clues family's youngest brother. He worked for me for 20 years. And he gave me notice, so I said, oh, buggy, I'll sell out. So that's how that terminated that employment.
That's right.
So who did you sell to?
Tell who was that?
Oh, don't ask me. I used to get so annoyed when I used to ring up. I didn't want to sell out. I didn't want to leave
Yungler. So when you actually sold, did you leave immediately or?
Vicky and Nick, that's the son-in-law and Lola's daughter. They took over the general carrying part of it for a couple of years, and we left in October 78 and shifted to Seaport.